the city of Buckeye, Arizona was a small farming community for much of its life. That's not so today. The landscape is changing, and two young people involved in agriculture see the tillable land quickly giving way to the sprawling city. The story is today's feature on the American Countryside. Kelly Roby's family has been farming here in Arizona for four generations now. However, it seems almost every generation has to farm in a new location.
We've moved from Glendale to Buckeye, and just recently we've kind of branched out from Buckeye to the Gila Bend area, which is about a 45-minute drive for us from town, from where we live. We still farm about 500 acres in town, and then we have close to 5,000 acres in Gila Bend that we farm.
The area where previous generations of Rovies farmed in Glendale is far from cropland now.
My parents are always like, yeah, we used to drive cattle down this lane, or I remember when all the time. I hear that a lot. It's kind of sad to see that all these places used to be farmland.
But for those who farm around the swelling Phoenix Metroplex, selling one's land to purchase new farmland further from the city seems commonplace. Wolfgang Langendorf sees the changes in his hometown.
Back in the 80s, 90s, you could just drive through Buckeye and that's all we had was fields. And then there's one little tiny gathering spot.
The landscape continues to change.
Now to the east side, it's Goodyear, Arizona, which has really grown up to be more of a city than just a small farming town or anything. To the north, you have what's now considered urban Buckeye, which would be the Sundance area.
The desert west of Buckeye is even beginning to be developed, says Kelly.
We never really thought that we would have to move from Buckeye just because it was such a small town for so long, and now all of a sudden it's part of the Phoenix area.
For those who farm in this state, moving to till the land has become a way of life. Traveling the countryside in Buckeye, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.